immigrants. They were not there 500 years. Some of them probably were, but most of them had come back after the Maccabee victory over the Seleucid Greeks. Now, that's why I'm saying read that handout, because otherwise I just spout words at you. But the Babylonians captured Israel in 586. They were taken over by the Persians, who were taken over by the Greeks. And the Greeks basically ruled the world in one form or another until about 167. In 167, the Jewish family we call Hasmonai, the Hasmoneans, won a victory along with Jews that were part of the army, and they drove the Greeks out. And thousands of immigrants from Babylon, at least this is a strong view of Jewish history, suddenly said, hey, our country's free for the first time in 400 years, let's go back. They went back. Judea had a lot of people living there. The Samaritans weren't liked. The Decapolis is pagan. So many of those more recent immigrants moved to Galilee. And they were, at least from what I was taught, they were the progressive types. They had much more... more willing to change with the culture. They brought ideas and concepts to the world that the people of Judea either didn't like or certainly didn't practice. So there was a struggle going on, and the Judeans represent one point of view and the Galileans another. Jesus, of course, grew up in Nazareth, which is Galilee, and lived and taught in around the Sea of Galilee, which is also Galilee. So he would have been thought of as a Galilean. Okay, that's first. Second, and again, that whole article called The Sea of Galilee deals with this. One of the things that I found helpful is on those occasions when you can figure out where Jesus was teaching in Galilee, you will sometimes find it helps you to understand why he taught, what he did, or the way he taught. For example, have you noticed how often when he did a miracle, he would say, "Don't tell anybody"? But one time he does a miracle where he drives out demons. And as soon as the miracle's finished, he says to the guy, "Go home and tell everybody." Why the difference? Look sometime at where those different miracles occurred, and you'll see that his audience was very different in the last one, the demon-possessed man. It was in the Decapolis. And his instruction, "Go home and tell," is very different to a Decapolis man, let's say, than it is to someone else. So it helps to know, but I'm going to give you a quick lesson. On this side of the sea was the Decapolis. It was the home of the pagans, mostly Greek and Roman. There probably were some Jews there too. It wasn't absolute segregation, but it was much more a Hellenistic world. So if I say Decapolis, you say pagans. Okay? Over here was the capital. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the order I had. Up here was a city called Gamla. Say Gamla. Means camel in Aramaic. And it was the home of a group of people, a hyper-strict group, probably out of the Pharisee tradition, that believed the kingdom of God should come with violence. So they were wont to use terrorism against the Romans and people who collaborated with them. They're called the Zealots. Jesus had one disciple called Simon the Zealot. You know he had a terrorist in his group? That's very interesting if you look at that. It doesn't correspond with how we often view the disciples. But that's Gamla. I don't know if we'll have time to look at that in this series, but we'll see once in the third week, God willing, after tonight. So I say Gamla, you say Zealot, Decapolis, pagans. Okay, over here was the capital of the area, Herod Antipas's capital, called Tiberias, after the emperor Tiberius, obviously. And it was the home, at least, it was a place that attracted that secular Jewish community, wasn't particularly religious, pro-Roman, pro-Herod, they liked the Hellenistic way of life, called Herodians. Again, I don't know how much time we'll have, but Jesus addresses the Herodians in a certain way as well. They seem to have collaborated a bit with the Pharisees at times, but they certainly didn't like each other from a political or a theological point of view. Tiberias, Herodians, Decapolis, pagans, Gamla, Zealots. Okay, and last, this northwest corner from where you see up here Mount Arbel, right here, all the way around to Bethsaida, some scholars have called the Triangle. That was not a name that those people used for it, but it was called the Triangle. I'll show you why in a minute. it was largely the home of the Orthodox Jews. And I use that understanding that today's Orthodox Jews are the great-great-grandchildren of the Orthodox Jews.